Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Sunday night edition. We are broadcasting on close to 200 radio stations, but we're also online over at freetalklive.com and or some other places too. You can also visit video.freetalklive.com if you want to, you know, tune into the video cameras that we have streaming here. We got three or four of them showing us. So a bit of a reality TV show mixed in with a radio show, mixed in with a live podcast, mixed in with a call-in show where you can call in and talk about anything that is on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join the conversation, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki Sunshine.
Steve Classic has appeared on this show couple of times. I think you were here for like a half hour, maybe like a week ago, and then like once upon a time you sat in for like a segment, I think.
I sat in with Ridley a few months ago.
That's what it was.
Okay. But I was calling in. I was the caller, Steve, the political refugee from Connecticut.
Right, so you should be familiar to Free Talk Live listeners because you have called in as the political refugee from Connecticut and talked about the activism that you have done.
Yes.
Tell our listeners who might not be familiar about your activism.
My arms are tired. Connecticut.
What, did you just fly in?
No, I actually do have a sign that says my arms are tired. Because
Wait, does that go along with the one that I have that says I hate signs?
That one, and also the one the guy behind me can't see anything. That's another good one.
Get out of the way.
I'm protesting protests.
Right.
Down in front. Tell us more, Steve Classic.
Well, let's see. We were at the we've been doing a lot of activism against our quote-unquote governor, which we call him Jolly Ned in Connecticut, Ned Lamont. He has extended the executive orders to take federal money and keep kids in masks until February 15th of 2022.
What a douche.
He's terrible. He's a scallywag.
A scallywag.
Yeah. But this is a national show.
It is.
Let's not focus on Connecticut. It's terrible. The oppression is awful.
That's
why I'm here tonight. And I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Of course. Of course. And you've done activism over the course of your life, right?
It's, yes. You know,
it's not
yes.
Something
and
new
radio.
For you.
So you can call me the skipper. Or no, you're the skipper.
Yeah, I think
I'm the professor.
If this were Gilligan's Island, I think that I would have to be the skipper by default. Just because I'm the captain, but also I'm the roundest one of us all.
Yes.
Right? So I don't wear the hat, though, so I can't take it off and like whip Gilligan or anything.
We'll get you one.
I mean, look, I don't you have to. Like, I have an unusually large noggin that's not easy to buy hats for. So, if you
I'll
need
make
a,
you one.
If you need a measurement later, you know, we can wrap the tape measure around and see what happens.
Those headphones are stretched.
But then you wouldn't really be Gilligan. You'd be Mr. Howell?
The professor. The professor. I think I could probably pull this entire broadcast studio apart and rebuild it.
That's right, because you're a radio nerd,
a broadcast guy
by, like, profession. That's your actual day job.
That is, yes.
Nice. And then, Nikki, would you be Mrs. Howell? Would you be Marianne, or would you be Ginger?
Ginger. She's my favorite.
Okay.
All right.
The movie star it is. So, yeah, just sit right back, and you'll hear a tale. I really, really, really want to do a heavy metal cover of the Gilligan's Island theme song. I've had a method, like, in my head. I have a, you know, how I want it to sound kind of a thing. I've just never put it down. I haven't found, like, the right people to get together and do it yet. But perhaps one day. I'm terrible at starting things and never finishing them. Like, even right now, audio-wise, as far as, like, my songs and parodies and just regular songs that are unwritten. Like, I have so many of those that are half started, half written, that I'll probably only get around to finishing, you know, 10% of all of the ideas that I've ever put together, which is kind of sad. I wish I was much better at finishing things, but
you need a deadline.
I do.
You have to put like, it's got to be done by November 1st.
So, Nikki, you brought up a story for show prep today that I also had a version of in show prep. Can you tell us about it?
Louisiana health systems to charge employees with unvaccinated partners.
Now, if this is the same thing I'm thinking of, I heard about this where basically if you have insurance through your employer and you want to add your spouse to it, so that they're insured as well. If your spouse doesn't get the jab, they're going to charge you something like $200 extra?
Yeah,
like
$200.
Per month or whatever your regular payment is?
Yeah, per month.
That's high.
That's a lot.
That's it?
Not,
come on.
Not only are they high for doing so, that's a high amount for doing so, in my opinion. What do you guys think?
Well, only $200. I mean, make it $500. Make it $600. Make it $1,000.
Why? Do you want people to be uninsured?
Well, how are they going to know?
Well, when they pay the bill or it comes out of their check.
Well, how are they? Are they going to trust you, or are they going to?
Most employers deduct your health care from your check.
Right, you pay for your own health care.
Well,
they think your employer
may match, or they may pay for part of it, or depending on your employer.
That's all your money.
But what's going to happen is you're going to get a check if you get paid, let's say, every 2 weeks. One of your checks in any given month is going to be between two or, as you apparently want, $600 less.
Yeah, $600-$700.
Why would you do that?
$800? I don't know. Because to make it fair, equity.
I detect a hint of sarcasm.
I'm sorry, I'm from Connecticut.
It's a classic voice.
Get him out.
Yeah, we have two other folks in the bullpen here. Penguin, take over.
Where's the big cane with the hook that comes out from behind the curtain?
Yeah, exactly. Bonnie, come on, get him out of here.
All right, so tell us about the story, Nikki.
So apparently this is the largest healthcare system in Louisiana. They are set to charge its employees $200 a month if the spouse or domestic partner covered under the health insurance plan is not vaccinated against the coronavirus, NOLA reports. Why it matters. The new rule, which will take effect in 2022, comes as the vast majority of coronavirus patients who end up hospitalized are unvaccinated.
How many? I don't know.
I mean, maybe they're just saying the majority. Maybe that's the case in Louisiana, but I don't buy it. And they're also counting people who got, you need to be 2 weeks out of being vaccinated for them to actually consider you a vaccinated person. So say, for example, right. I got the vaccine and then I got COVID like a week later and I went to the hospital. They would call me unvaccinated even if I was, you know, double dosed, fully vaccinated.
Right. And it goes further with certain places. If you didn't get the booster now, you're also considered unvaccinated.
Yeah, so three people yelling at the two shot people. Yeah.
Right. So yeah, people who got all three shots can look down on the people who've only had two. We are better than you.
I know they're already starting that, but I don't know if that's actually, if people actually need to do that, if the CDC is actually recommending
that. As far as like laws are concerned, but there are, I think, airlines that are requiring that for
triple vaccination.
I believe there are, and maybe not in the U.S., but I believe I've read that. But also, I read something, and I didn't bring this in for show prep, but I read something about the police. Oh, no, I think it was Ian who mentioned it on last night's show. Something like half of the police are not vaccinated.
Yeah, and I know there's a big thing in Massachusetts about the state police. A bunch of them are quitting because they just don't even want to deal with it.
They're just walking out.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yep.
I mean, if
that's a win-win.
If there's a silver lining in all this,
I know, right?
COVID craziness, it's that police are quitting because they're like, I've had enough of this crap.
Yeah.
This is just BS.
Less cops, more shots.
Well, more free market anyway. You know, we've seen even through apps like Cell 411, for example, where, you know, a group of people can be friends with each other over this app. And if they need help in an emergency situation, they can be automatically notified if they hit like the panic button or if they swipe their, you know, the thumbnail instead of their fingernail or whatever it is. If they're logged into the right place, you can notify your friends.
What?
Who won't come and shoot your dog.
Right.
And also, so piggybacking off of that, one of my friends who lives in Worcester, Massachusetts, she lives in a bad area, Worcester. She was being chased down the street by a man with a knife. This is a true story. Okay. He chased her into her house. She ran in the house, locked the door behind her, called 911 because, well, I mean, what else are you supposed to do in that situation? That was the only thing she knew how to do. And it took them 30 minutes to call back.
Wow.
And then they called back and they were like, do you still want us to send somebody out there? No, at this point, I would already be dead if I needed you.
Should have called 912.
When seconds count, police are only minutes away.
Exactly.
603-283-6160. We'll talk more about this extra charge for the unvaccinated here on Free.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It is Free Talk Live. What is Free Talk Live, you may be asking, and ask you may? Well, it's a call-in talk radio program That's also broadcast on the internet and over some video streaming, as well as audio streams. And the telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you want to chime in, you don't have to talk about what we're talking about. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's just fine. That's why we're called Free Talk Live. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Steve Classic.
Nikki.
And
I don't know which way you're pointing, so I said, Steve Classic.
It's always going to go to my left.
Okay, all right, I'll get the hang of it. By 10 o'clock tonight, I'll get it.
You're the noob. It's
10 Eastern.
Just wait till we get a caller. You're going to have a treat then.
That's right. I'm used to being a caller. The callers make the host look good. That's the job of the caller. The job. I'm telling you, the job of the caller, folks. The job.
I don't know,
of the,
man.
Make
I
the host look good.
I have a face for radio, so I don't know. There's a lot you can do to make me
block
look good.
That camera. Yeah.
You can try to make us look bad too. That makes it a little bit more interesting. We actually like that. You can try.
It's true. You know what makes me look good? Bitcoin.com makes me look good. Because Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There is no longer any excuse to ignore this very important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all in a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. All right. So, Nikki, we were talking about this bit you brought in, some healthcare system insurance company thing, I guess, is charging extra if your spouse or family member or whatever is unvaccinated to the tune of something like $200?
$200 starting in 2022.
Per
month. I don't know if that's in January. I don't know if that's in June. Sometime in 2022.
So $2,400 a year is the penalty.
Yes.
Per person. What if you have children that are under 16?
So they're just saying for spouses or partners. So I don't know if that's everybody that's insured on the plan. Because on a family plan, I mean, you can have like... Depends how big your family are.
Well,
you know, you have a ton of kids.
What if you're polyed? You've got like five wives or whatever, right?
I guess you're not allowed to legally do that in the United States.
What?
Right?
What, United States?
The land of the free? You can't have multiple wives?
Land of the free?
Where's my Utah?
I don't know where you heard that.
You detected my sarcasm.
Anyways. So most will likely have to pay their own medical bills according to the KFF analysis. As insurers won't waive out-of-pocket costs for COVID-19 hospitalizations.
Why does everything have a K in front of it now? ISIS K or Taliban K.
Uh-huh.
K, where's that?
That'd
K
be behind
book?
It, wouldn't it?
K? I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be behind it, not in front of it. Otherwise, it'd be K1000.
Special K. Everything's a K. Sorry.
So, Ochsner Health will... which employs nearly 32,000 employees and over 4,500 physicians, calls the policies the spousal COVID vaccine fee, according to a letter Ochsner leaders sent to employees.
I wonder if that company is exempt from their own policy.
Probably wouldn't surprise me.
What if your spouse has AIDS? Do they charge more for your spouse? Do they charge $200 a month more for your spouse? What if your spouse has any other disease, any other ailment? You name it. Like, are they charging, or is this just for COVID?
I don't know. Isn't that normally how insurance works?
Let's call
normally,
them.
Wouldn't they?
I would
or is
call
that
them right now.
Life insurance and not health insurance? Because I know for like some things they will charge more.
Yeah, I don't know, and I know
I know they use like weight, they use BMI, they use all sorts of stuff to try to charge people more.
Yeah, the biggest thing was pre-existing conditions, and there's been some legislation surrounding that.
Yeah.
If you know the answer to this question, you're listening to this broadcast right now, and it is roughly 7:30 p.m. on Sunday. 603-283-6160. Let's go on with the story.
So Ochsner will add a health insurance surcharge of $100 per pay period, which adds up to the $2,400 yearly from an employee's biweekly paycheck. CEO Warner Thomas says the company spent more than $9 million on COVID-19 care for those covered under its health plans. Thomas said the surcharge will keep health premiums low for employees. I mean...
Right. We're going to charge you more money. We're going to keep it low.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is, the COVID-19 vaccinations have been proven to not prevent people from getting COVID.
Right.
And they don't prevent people from spreading COVID.
Correct.
So bold of them to assume that forcing people to get vaccinated is going to keep the premiums low. I mean...
This sounds like a case of jumbo shrimp.
Yeah.
You know, a case of military intelligence. You know, oxymorons is what these are called. And this seems like a really big, heavy thing. And I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I've not heard of any other ailment in which this type of announcement has been made.
Yeah.
I realize that some people are high risk than other people, et cetera, and so on. But for this particular disease to do, it's not even like, it doesn't even really register much. It's a blip on the radar of most insurance companies.
Sounds like you're anti-science.
I'm anti-fasci.
Come on, man.
I'm anti-fasci.
The science is settled.
The man who calls himself science, apparently.
Get the Fauci ouchie and save $200.
He might as well just come out on stage and be like, I am the science. Please worship me and all that I say, for I am the great science. I wouldn't be surprised.
All hail the science. All hail the science.
I wouldn't be surprised if Anthony Fauci walked out. You're a science denier. No, I just don't worship the guy.
You're probably
okay?
A climate denier, too.
Like, you know.
Come on.
Yes, I deny that climate exists. There's no climate. It doesn't exist.
None of this exists. This is all a simulation of your imagination.
So they're going to lower your premiums by charging you more. Is that the moral of the story?
Well, not if you're vaccinated.
Oh, if you're vaccinated, you can save money by, yeah.
Right. But what if I've gotten the COVID and gotten over it before I join their health plan?
Science.
So they don't care. And that's the thing. So you can build up a natural immunity to COVID-19.
What?
And doctors have actually said that it works better than the vaccine.
It's a superior form of protection.
And, I mean, it's been proven because you can get the vaccine and still get COVID.
Science denied.
But if you get any disease, you can't get it again. The thing with the common cold and the flu, why people will get, you know, a cold every year or the flu every year, is because they mutate and you can, you know, you get a different form of it every year. Same thing with COVID-19. COVID-19 is a coronavirus. So when you get vaccinated against COVID-19, they're still unsure whether that's going to give you actual immunity or, because as this thing is mutating, you know, they're talking about the Delta variant, all different variants, the doomsday variant. Does that...
The mid-2022 variant.
Yeah, exactly. They're still unsure if the vaccines actually protect people against the new variant.
I have a question I want to ask you, and we can do so in just a bit, about specifically coronavirus vaccines, because I read something. I want your opinion on it.
Sure.
603-283-6160. Do you have an unvaccinated spouse? We'll get ready to pay $200 more for them. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at novaliftna.com/save.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As social media and its impacts on American teens is getting a lot of attention from lawmakers lately, Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar says today the U.S. does need legal reforms when it comes to those companies.
Privacy legislation. We're one of the few countries that doesn't have a federal privacy policy that fits the sophistication of these tech companies.
On CNN's State of the Union, Klobuchar also suggested that breaking up Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp Sports app would be good for the market and help make it more competitive. Also on State of the Union, Facebook VP Nick Clegg said the company's working on several things that would make Facebook and Instagram a better place for teens.
We can't change human nature, and what we can do is change our products, which is exactly what we're doing.
Clegg says they'll soon roll out a feature that pushes kids away from harmful topics. And this is USA Radio News. It's a bad weekend for air travel in the United States. Hundreds of flights have been affected by air traffic control issues as well as bad weather. FlightAware says by midday Sunday, nearly 800 flights had been canceled. Another 900 were delayed across the country. Many Americans still trying to decide what to do this Halloween, especially when it comes to the kids. Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, says that it's an important time of year for kids to go out and have fun.
You're outdoors for the most part, at least when my children were out there doing trick-or-treating, and enjoy it.
Fauci saying people should still be extra careful with indoor celebrating. And overall, he reported that families can feel safe in part because the U.S. cases have been on the decline, especially among those who are vaccinated. A fuel shortage affecting power generation means most of Lebanon's in the dark now and maybe for days. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live. Yeah, our telephone number is 603-283-6160, and we'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Nurse Nikki.
Reporting for duty.
Reporting live.
You said duty.
Speaking of dumb button.
For too long, the federal government has overstepped its bounds, refusing to abide the Constitution and committing heinous war crimes both abroad and at home. They've destroyed the currency of the land, and they don't seem to care about their routine violations of our rights. Even if that wasn't the case, though, isn't it absurd that people in California and other states thousands of miles away get to determine who rules over you? At nhexit.us, we're trying to change all of that. We've proposed an amendment to the New Hampshire Constitution that would allow New Hampshire to declare its independence from the shenanigans, warmongering, and economic destruction wrought by the United States government. Sign the petition today at nhexit.us. Let's see New Hampshire exit the U.S.
Don't hold back, Captain.
I try not to.
Shenanigans.
Is that the name of like a chain restaurant, like
Yeah.
Or was that in Office Space, the movie? I think. I don't know. Oh no, it was Tchotchkes. That's what they called it.
NH Exit.
It was like a Chili's ripoff. Yeah, you had to wear flair apparently if you worked there.
Oh right, buttons and all that stuff. Yeah.
All right, I want to talk more. I wanted to ask you the question, but I'll ask that in a little bit. Let's go to your calls and thoughts first. We have Bill calling from New Mexico. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you asked the question if there was anybody that was in the insurance business that could give you some clarification on that one thing that I can't remember what the medical group was you mentioned that wants to charge an extra $200 a month.
What's the name of the
answer? Ochsner Health was the employer, but they didn't say the specific health insurance company.
Well, it's probably a self-insured plan, okay. That large a company. So let me back up for 2 seconds. The Obamacare rules, the ACA rules, specifically prohibited that kind of behavior and said you couldn't single out any kind of health issues for additional premium with one exception, and that was tobacco use. So you could charge more for tobacco use, but you couldn't charge more for anything else, which suddenly all the insured tobacco users dropped from 15% of the population to almost none because everybody lies about it. But in the big company world, they're mostly on the self-insured plans where it looks like, smells like, feels like insurance. The employee gets a card that says MetLife or somebody, and the claims get paid, but it's really not an insurance plan. They're just providing administrative services. Those are under a different set of law. It's called ERISA. And under the ERISA law, they have a lot more latitude. Now, public sentiment would have frowned on them saying, oh, we're going to charge more for AIDS, or we're going to charge more for unmarried couples, or we're going to charge more for...
harem or whatever, right? Yeah.
Yeah, in the past, but legally, I think they can still do it. As long as they treat all employees exactly the same, that's the big catch with ERISA.
All right, so would this type of a scenario result in... I guess I'm confused. Oh, yeah. Would this type of a scenario where they're allowed to do this, but they're not really an insurance company, would you subscribing to their service qualify as insurance, quote unquote, for tax purposes under the Obamacare?
But still, that's a different issue. The tax piece is an IRS piece.
Yeah.
And the answer is, yeah, it's still qualified health insurance.
Great.
It's legislated under the ERISA rules. Got to be a separate plan document. Every company's got to have a separate plan document. They're not part of a pool. Each company is their own pool. And it doesn't really work very well except for really large companies. That's why you don't see it very much in small companies at all.
Okay, Bill, you don't have to answer this, but it sounds like you might have some expertise in this field. Are you like an insurance administrator for a company, or do you work for an insurance company? Are you an insurer yourself?
So I'm like 62, and this is all I've done since I was 20. I'm a health insurance agent.
He's an expert.
Yeah, I've done a lot of this stuff.
Nice. All right. Anything else you want to say while we've got you on the air?
No, but that's your unfortunate clarification. Yeah, I think they can get away with it.
Well, that sucks because, you know, they're going to charge you more, and then also you have to pay a tax if you don't have the insurance. So we know how that goes. Thanks for the call tonight, Bill.
You're welcome.
Good call.
Thanks for the show.
Indeed.
Bye.
So basically the employer can hit the dump button on you anytime.
Yeah. And speaking of which, David in New Mexico, can you call us back? Thanks.
Sorry, David.
Yeah, I hit the wrong
Skipper
button.
Hit the dump button.
Yeah. Skipper, you know, hasn't been at the controls for a while. He's been, you know, stranded on an uncharted desert isle for years apparently, and doesn't know how to operate the steering wheel of the ship anymore.
He's good with the coconuts, but
I think I think Lovey has made him and Mr. Howell one too many coconut cocktails.
Yes, yes.
Perhaps. This is just tea for those of you watching, you know, playing the home game of Free Talk Live.
A fine cup of tea.
It is. It's just regular ass tea.
Wait, and hit the dump button.
That's what you think.
Well, you're like, why would you drink ass tea? I wouldn't. It's just, there were some fancier teas floating around the studio, and I was like, do you just have some, like, regular, like, you know, black tea, some...
Earl Grey.
That's what I have. Earl Grey.
Me too.
You know, pumpkin spice, and I'm like, no, I don't... Can I just have some tea? You know,
do a latte, grande, with...
I brought some tea into the studio, so there's just regular tea. Now, anyway, we're getting off topic. Let's talk more about your article. I see
that was
more.
It.
That was it?
Nope, okay. That was it. But you did say you had a question for me about COVID-19 vaccines.
I did, but Bill answered it.
Super genius.
Yes.
Okay.
He answered it for me. So
self-insured.
Thanks for
versus insured.
You know, I got you.
Thanks for having my back. Watching my six. I appreciate that.
So it's almost if you insure your, if your company insures your car and you get into an accident, it's up to the company to pay for your car.
Now, I wonder if other insurance companies can get away with this in the same way.
It's not
this
insurance.
Well, right, but other entities, like, for example, a motor vehicle insurance company, I wonder if they can get away. Oh, you have a driver in your house that's unvaccinated? That's going to be another $200 a month.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't even make sense, right? But stranger things have happened.
Need a pistol permit? Sorry. Not yeah, vaccinated. we're not renewing that.
Or maybe it could. Maybe it'll even get as bad as you go to the bar and you pay a vaccinated or an unvaccinated price for your, you know, I don't know, Jameson or your beer or your wine or your cocktail or whatever.
Scotch is just going up in price.
Oh yeah, happy hour. You know, women
not
drink,
happy for you.
Women drink free unless you're not vaxxed.
And it's not happy hour.
You know, ladies' night on Wednesday. Yeah. And, you know, unless you're not vaxxed, then you pay double.
Yeah. Sounds like sad hour.
Very sad.
And pathetic hour. That's an accurate name for some happy hours I've been to, though. Sad and pathetic hour. Now at your local pub. Anyway, all right, so let's move on. We have far more things to talk about. I brought in some show prep today, and I would like to talk about COVID-19 detention camps. Are government roundups of resistors in our future?
What do you mean in our future?
Well, do you think it's going to get so bad that they start rounding up the unvaccinated, sticking them into the
FEMA camps? You haven't paid your extra $200.
Yeah.
You're coming with me.
Right. Because they are looking to identify these people.
Right.
Right.
And they already have the FEMA camps built for like at least 10 or 20 years. Yeah. So.
Right. And then the recent, we'll say, pseudo-deployment of all of these extra medical facilities, right, when they rolled ships into both the West Coast and the East Coast ports to act as hospital ships for the overwhelming amount of COVID patients that never materialized, you know, and then they packed up and went home like a circus that didn't sell any tickets. I wonder if it'll get that bad. Anyway, we'll talk about that, whether you're at risk for being rounded up by the government, here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More coming up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is. Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Welcome back. The telephone number for you to call in and get your voice heard on air, nationally syndicated talk radio, plus the internet and live video streams, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic,
and Nurse Nikki.
We you say that
our COVID correspondent,
yes,
medical health expert.
Well, thank you for, you know, being in an industry and, you know, that kind of thing.
Can I ask one thing about that?
I don't know. Can you?
Oh, I'd like to.
Okay, go ahead.
You may.
Can I interject?
You have to ask her.
Nurse Nikki, I have a question.
Okay.
So,
you may.
How would this company, the health company, know that your spouse is not vaccinated?
Well, they're probably requiring proof. Like, you probably need
to see the little baseball ticket?
Yeah.
Okay. And then when they see the little baseball ticket, how are they going to know that you're actually allowed to play the game?
Well, so you're asking if you can tell if it's a fake or not?
Right.
There are corresponding lot numbers to the doses.
And
so you would have to match up the lot numbers. So I'm not sure exactly how they would do that, but...
Oh, they can do it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's... I don't know if they have a database yet in this country, but I know there are...
What's the Arabic word for the base? The base. The base. I'm confusing something.
I do know that most people, because of the law, right, the Obamacare, the law, most people are insured of some kind or another. Most people in the United States. There's a whole bunch of people that aren't insured, of course, but most people are. So all these,
and they have to pay a tax.
All these healthcare insurance companies have to do is go and look in their own database and go, oh, Steve Classic is married to Mrs. Classic, but only Steve got the vaccination. But Mrs. Classic, we don't have a record of her getting the vaccination.
My name wrong. I mean, it's C-L-A-S-C-Z.
They actually have done that before. They put the wrong last name on somebody's COVID-19 vaccination card at the vaccination clinic. Yeah.
Really?
And they came in for their second dose, and they were like, can you guys fix this?
What if your name is something super common, like Tim Smith?
from Connecticut.
No, just Tim Smith. Could you use another Tim Smith's card
as evidence? Your birthday's on it. They always use at least
what
two identifiers.
What if you're born on the same day?
Yeah. I mean,
twins
that's
with the
just,
same names.
Yeah.
We can continue to talk about that, but let's go to David in New Mexico, whom I hung up on accidentally and was kind enough to call back. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Smooth move, X-Lax.
That's right. I got smoother moves than, let's go on with what you called about, David.
So we want all of our highly esteemed public officials to get full credit for their actions, and so I didn't quite get around to giving full credit last night, and so I want to continue with that.
Who did you miss giving credit to?
Well, the honorable Judge John J. Romero Jr.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
His name is my name too. No, what makes a judge honorable in the first place? I never understood why you have to call a judge honorable.
And why are they called officials?
Because they said so. And because they, as children, have insecurities that we now fix for them in our infinite wisdom by sending them to law school and making them esquires, and then by putting them into judge positions and making them honorable.
Wait, what do I have to do to add esquire to the end of all of my names, the Reverend, Doctor, Lord, Captain, Kick-Ass, Esquire? What do I have to do to...
First of all, you have to start out with some childhood insecurities.
Got that.
Fix that. Okay. Fix that by going to law school, like the University of New Mexico Law School.
You did that.
Would gladly help.
All right.
Okay.
And then what?
So, yeah.
Go to law school. Do I have to pass?
They can help you with that if you're questionable. You see, the way law schools generally work is if you come up with the money to pay them, you generally pass.
Huh.
That's how law school, yeah. That's how law school works.
Huh.
And then you become, costs, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, on average. But if you don't have the money and if you fit certain criteria that we shouldn't go into.
You're talking per semester, right?
Depends on where you go. You can get a full law school, $20,000, $30,000 per term, but you can get through various law schools for as little as $50,000. There are scholarships available, remember.
Okay, I have a very pertinent and important question to ask you, David, to this whole topic. Are you ready?
Maybe.
Can I borrow like $50,000 to go to law school?
Yeah, just not for me.
Oh, okay. All right. We've digressed a whole bunch. This judge, you want to give credit to a judge or discredit? What do you want to tell us about this judge?
Well, credit, of course. I always work from the positive. So the Honorable Judge John J. Romero Jr. didn't get his full credit last night alongside his colleague, Judge M. Monica Zamora. I described last night how finding in the court record that Kurt, K-U-R-T, Elich, E-L-I-C-H, I found in the court record had committed five different crimes, one of them a felony, assault, battery, and a sexual attack on a child and a child's mother that I happen to be related to in some form.
Okay.
But anyway, I described those events and attributed it to where M. Monica Zamora decided to take the child that was beaten up out of my protection and put him in the protection of this Kurt Elich, who then was convicted of battery against household members when he attacked my child and my child's mother. But I failed to give full credit, in addition to M. Monica Zamora, I failed to give credit last night to Judge John J. Romero Jr., the Honorable, and he deserves credit too because when I won at the Court of Appeals saying that M. Monica Zamora had illegally trafficked my children to Kurt Elich, it was remanded to the Children's Court where Judge John J. Romero Jr. was now presiding over my case.
Right.
Judge John J. Romero Jr. never did anything to reunite me. In fact, he inhibited, he threw roadblocks in the process of reuniting me with my children and let my child live in the household of Kurt Elitch for another number of years until Kurt Elitch beat up my son, and then Kurt Elitch was forced to move out and get divorced and all that stuff. But we forgot to give credit to Judge John J. Romero Jr. in his infinite wisdom of leaving my child with Mr. Elitch for all those good years until Elitch beat him up. But I wanted to make sure
physically
that
beat
John
him up,
J.
right?
Jr.
Like physical assault, you're talking, right? He said he beat
him
up.
Well, that's what battery was. He committed an assault and a battery against my son, as per the court records that we looked at yesterday evening. And so, yes, he beat up my son according to the legal definition of battery.
I just want to make sure people who haven't heard your story before have it straight, because you know, folks who have heard your story might be like, oh, it's David calling again, right? But I don't want to discount your story. Your story sucks. Like, I don't want anybody to be in your position ever. And, you know, hence, you know, we have you on the air, of course, to tell us more and keep us updated with this. But there are folks who, of course, haven't heard your story yet. And I want them to be fully aware of the extent of the abuse that happened.
Yeah, no, there was five charges, one of them felony, there was three of them were battery, one was assault, and another one was sexual assault, all in one drunken evening by Mr. Elitch and upon children, including children. So that's what judges in their infinite wisdom had arranged for, and I fought for the last 14 years to avoid that happening, but I'm not as wise as Judge John J. Romero Jr. or M. Monica Zamora, and so I was not able to prevent that attack from happening on my son, and so
is there any hope for you to actually get your kid, since the ruling seemed to favor you but the action doesn't coincide with the favor?
Well, the short answer would probably be no, because they are shortly to be adults and they can do whatever they damn well please. And adults don't generally say, hey, I'm going to move in with my parents. Right. They generally say the opposite. And so what Judge John J. Romero Jr. and Monica Zamora have accomplished here is, in most cases, they have established a permanent alienation between child and parent, which means we've dealt with the last 15 years, but now we'll deal with the next decades where there is no relationship between parent and child. So good job, judges.
Hey, thanks for the call, David. Keep us updated with your situation. And don't call me shortly. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Hour number two is coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.